if you want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger, it'll hit the spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the hamburger hop.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with your hosts,
Chris, Zeke, Han, and
Rick Fiddlestein.
Just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do.
Good day and welcome to episode 991 of the Montreal Burger Report. David Ferguson, owner and chef at Le Jolly Vu, still has the microphone and has successfully prevented any sound effects from happening so far, but not for long. He is in the middle of explaining how and why he changed the concept of Jolly Vu from fine dining to roadhouse. And then finally, our heroes are able to wrestle the microphone away so that they can get down and eat. E. coli goes undercover, and our heroes decide to order some chicken wings, coleslaw, a butt-naked burger, and an all-dressed burger. They then discuss the Fergusons' living arrangements and what public transportation to use to get to the restaurant while waiting for the food to arrive.
Myself, personally, I was just becoming more and more interested in this kind of food. Well, let me put it this way. I had explored the fine dining aspect of things. I had worked in a lot of places, and we had tremendous success. And the funny thing is that when we made the decision, we were having a rolling, we were just going along fine. But I was just tired of working in that sort of motif or domain, and I really wanted to play with other things. And we didn't want to open up another restaurant. We knew that we just because we have three young children, six, five, and two, that we just, it would be, we didn't have that wherewithal to do that. And the sad thing is that for the most part, when you open up a restaurant, like every time you do a, you write an article, every time you do a TV show, every time you do a movie, there's always an opportunity to go another direction, to explore another aspect of your interest, this and that. Restaurants, not so. I mean, like a lot of people criticize or get on these big name chefs who go out there and open up a second, a third, or fourth different kind of restaurant. Like Wolfgang Puck was famous for it in the 80s. He went from doing pizza to Chinese food to a beer parlor. He had one briefly. All his stuff, and it's like, what, you know what? That's him exploring different aspects of his interests. So we really, in order to sort of, for me to get my satisfaction of this, we had to sort of say, all right, we got to change the whole look. We can't just start making burgers. It just wouldn't make sense. And we wanted to have more fun. It's not easier. I mean, I had these fantasies that it would be easy to do, but when you're doing something like this, you got to make sure the fries are done every day. This is done every day. That. But it is a little more fun. We feel not less pressure, but we don't. We have a people are coming with a different expectation, and not less quality. And we don't want them to have a less quality expectation, but they're coming for a different reason. The other thing is that the demographic is younger now, and that is something that we had a great demographic, and we still have them, but we've sort of broadened our appeal because we still retained about 95% of our clientele from before. You know, there was a little bit of negative reaction at the beginning. Mm-hmm. When we first opened, we said let's have just like a neighborhood bistro. And we had a very inexpensive price. So this is 2004. And we opened up and our table d'hote was $25 across the board, everything. And there was maigret in there, there was calamari, this and that. And then we got our first credit card bill for the, they charge us for you to spend your credit card. And we were like, wow, that's 2%, you know? Okay, well, you got to put up a bit.
Margins aren't that high.
No, not that high. That wasn't working the miracle that I thought we would. And then, But then we just had clients saying, would you ever bring in a veal chop? And we're like, yeah, but we think it might be. And then we put up the price for it because you had to have a veal chop. And then we'd be the best seller of the night. And then after about a year or so, people said, saying, David, I'd really like to just have a bunch of tastings. And I'd done so many tasting menus in my life at other restaurants, I was not interested in it. But then we said, all right. And then it became 40% of our sales. And we liked it. And Len was able to play with the wines, with the pairings, and this and that. And we had, and we still do have the best clientele. We have great, great clientele. They're all nice people. And they just wanted us to go there. And we went. And then one day we sort of said, you know, where are we where we want to be? So this is also bringing it back to more to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This is bringing it back to the person who can come in, have a great burger, a beer, $20, mm-hmm. and they're gone. You know, and we even have the hockey game on. Mm-hmm. That was, well, I'm very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Len was a little, it took till the last year of playoffs mm-hmm. to get it through. Yeah. Like, that was just brutal for us. Like, the playoffs last year, 19 games in the playoffs. Anyway, but that's sort of the long and short. It's mm-hmm. like, we wanted to try different things. I'd been down in Texas last year, and that was so much fun, mm-hmm. and I'd seen a lot, like the brisket. We also do a smoked lamb shoulder rack that I got from like seeing down there, and it just made sense.
Zeke here. In the interest of full disclosure, and so that you can follow our twisted path, in real life, E. coli and I went to Le Jolie Fou, and then afterward, I went and interviewed David Ferguson. But to make a more entertaining and enjoyable Montreal Burger Report experience, we have artfully spliced things together so that David Ferguson explained things first. What you hear next happened a week before what you just finished hearing.
You're not late at all. I got here early.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Okay, what's this?
Setup.
Do they know what's going on?
Nope. I told them I'm interviewing you that you're security on the internet. You want bar or you want table? And I would think the table would probably
take
be
a table.
Yeah.
My nom de guerre is E. coli.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right? So, unfortunately, my brother is in Berlin,
mm-hmm.
and he's also a vegetarian,
yeah.
right? So if my brother was to join us on the Burger Report,
mm-hmm.
he could do vegetarian burgers, and he would be called Bro-coli.
Okay. Mm-hmm, that'd be wonderful.
So I just thought it was, uh-huh. it was a great pun. And it would have been absolutely perfect, because then we could have got somebody to do veggie burgers, right? Other than me.
What do we know about this place?
I know nothing.
Okay, there, David Ferguson is the chef.
David Ferguson. Where
okay.
is David Ferguson?
Jolie Fou.
Okay.
He's only been at Jolie Fou. His wife is the, whatchamacallit, the hostess, the maitre d' and so on. I imagine
so
introduced I imagine she's the one with the busted hand.
Oh.
And I was here once.
That's Dave Ferguson, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was here once before, had an absolutely spectacular meal.
What did you have?
It was a more of a, terroir Tex-Mex combination of stuff.
I see.
And then he went on a trip down to Texas with this poet from Concordia called David McGimsey.
Right, I remember that.
And then at which point came back and revamped his entire menu, changed it into more of a roadhouse type of thing.
I see. So he had a little distance.
Been told that by the guy who does CP in Montreal that the burgers are spectacular. Canadian Press.
Canadian Press.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I'm looking forward to it. I've heard very good things about this from a variety of sources. Est-ce qu'on peut avoir des menus?
What do you have for beer?
On top.
On top. From which? Oh, Griffin Red. Okay, I'll go for the Griffin Red, please. That's fine. You want a beer?
I'm still going to finish this. I'm not going to two-fist it yet.
All right, so look, we got two burgers here. We got one called Butt Naked, or Burger Tout Nu,
mm-hmm.
and an All Dressed. And the Butt Naked is avocado, cheese, and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a little bit more than All Naked.
And it's also got the brisket.
And the what?
The brisket.
No, that's
cheese and
the other side is mm-hmm. all dressed is brisket,
yes.
avocado, poblano,
mm-hmm.
cheese, and salsa. Well, you can say this is definitely got a Tex-Mex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So brisket on your burger. That's similar to what they're doing over at the Gata.
It's also what they're doing at the Maine.
The Maine's doing?
Yeah, the Maine burger. They put smoked meat on top of the burger.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Maine, yeah.
But yeah, it's a smoked meat burger is...
Gotcha.
You take one, I'll take the other.
Which do you want?
Your call.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we order one of each and mm-hmm. we'll cut it in half and split them.
That can be done as well.
Oh my God, we're cutting it very well. Let's do that.
You want anything to start with?
Not really. I think the burger is quite satisfactory. I could probably do maybe a side of like a coleslaw if they have or something like that. Yeah, there we go, salad for sure.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for coleslaw?
That's probably a good coleslaw. Or they have the bio, chicken wings.
I need some veggies.
Yeah, you want to put some chicken wings to start with? First page in the box.
Tortilla soup, wow. So let's start with some chicken wings. What sauce do you want?
Either the habanero or the stupid hot.
Well, you can get two. Let's get habanero and stupid hot.
Okay.
So, we'll get that. You mind if I order the coleslaw?
Not at all.
Alright, so that's good. We're done.
Wait, but, okay.
We'll go for the wings with habanero and stupid hot. Yeah, we'll have a butt naked and an all dressed.
Go for...
And whatever, yep. Whoever. And a salad de choux.
Just one?
One, yeah.
Yep. And which one? For the all dressed, can it be rare, please?
Rare?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make them both rare. Oh, the all dressed is yours now, huh?
And then, what's the other beer you have?
It's the black
one. It's the oatmeal stout? Yes. Can I get one, please? Yes. Suddenly got romantic here.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So what are the bathrooms like?
Nice bathroom.
Nice bath.
Very clean, but very cold.
Okay.
Nice porcelain. I really like the faucet handles. They have a nice ergonomic feel to them. They're like round stones. Like little round stones, and they're very easy to turn.
Okay.
I like them.
I want
to sit down half the week. You might freeze. Stick to it. Anyway, yes, nice bathrooms.
Okay.
How did you get here?
I took the bus. It actually was very easy. It took the 55 to the 18.
55 Saint Laurent?
Yeah, 18 along Beaubien. Yeah, the biggest thing was trying to remember, okay, so is it Bellechasse, Beaubien, or Beaubien, Bellechasse?
Bellechasse, Beaubien, or Bellechasse.
No, Bellanger is way beyond.
I mix up Bellanger and Beaubien.
Okay.
Yeah. So you came here before?
Yes.
How long ago?
Lucci and I were still going out, probably 2007, 2006.
Oh, so quite some time ago.
Yeah.
And what was his theme then?
Those toys were all distributed around. It was pretty much playful... Yeah, he was basically mixing cuisines in terms of taking terroir stuff in terms of local ingredients, but then going Mexican with them. And so you'd have lots of poblano peppers and so on. That was a very, very nice meal.
Ferguson, huh?
Pardon?
Ferguson, right?
That's what I think, yes. And his wife's name is Marie.
Wrong! Her name is... Helen.
And I think she's the reason he's doing a restaurant here. And I don't remember where I was reading, but apparently they live upstairs.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 91 of the Montreal Burger Report. Where David Ferguson, owner and chef at Le Jolie Fou, finally got off the microphone and let our heroes order. Will they ever get to eat? Where's the mayo? And what about the service? find the answer to these and other questions next week in episode 992 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy Cinderella!
The Jolifou is located at 1840 Beaubien East. They are open Tuesday to Sunday nights until 10 o'clock at night, later on Fridays and Saturdays. Their phone number is 514-722-2175, and the website is jolifou.com. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is McGillagorilla.
McGillagorilla for sale.
Meets the film Diner.
Oh, Carol, seriously, it was an accident, I swear to God.
An accident? Your thing just got into a box of popcorn.
At Taquet.
Bonjour, mon nom est Normand Laprise, de Restaurant Taquet à Montréal.
It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. Coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Han. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Johnny Hicks for the music, and you for listening.